Tweenies by Marcella Evaristi. Episode 1, Meet the Millers. Hey, Dad. No, she's still not here. You have to tell her.
I will, but hey, you know, there is no lateness on planet Lucy. It's a world with no clocks. Just mirrors. Many, many mirrors.
And a Katie in it.
Mirrors, Katie, and lip balm to protect those girls from the desert heat of Highgate. I miss you so much.
Do you?
Are you kidding? I'd have you here every single weekend again. That didn't really work out.
I know. It's all right. Don't worry.
I'm not worried. Mum and I are working on it. We'll sort it out before your gap year, I swear.
Good. Dad, you know the Georgian dot lunchboxes?
Yeah.
Do you think you can still see that it's me on them?
No. Well, less and less every day. Hardly at all. They still make you nervous, eh?
A bit.
Tell me.
It's fun, really.
Well, you know, it's great that you inspired Mum to invent the adventures of Georgie and Dot. I mean, that's fantastic. She just never thought through the merchandise thing.
The thing is, you never know how it's going to go.
Right.
When they see that it's my face on the side of the Georgie and Dot lunchbox, when they realise that's me, Georgie...
Yeah, that would make me nervous too, given what happened. But that little creepy bully juice history, eh? You survived him like a superhero.
Malcolm wasn't little.
I know, baby.
He jumped up and down on it, on the lunchbox, and then on my actual face.
Little bastard. Wasn't that bad a likeness.
Ha ha, very funny.
This won't last, you know? I mean, you're not going to look like Georgie for much longer. It won't be long before you have this fuzzy upper lip and you'll be, you know, disfigured with acne and everything. I promise you, in about 5 minutes, you're going to be practically unrecognisable.
I'm going to be 10 next week. What do you mean, 5 minutes?
I just mean the time passes quickly.
Not when you're waiting for Lucy to come and collect you. You never told Mum, did you?
About being teased about the Georgie thing?
Yeah.
No, of course I didn't. You made me promise.
She's just get, you know...
I know. Oh, I know how she gets.
Hey, hello, beautiful.
I'm sorry to disturb you. Lucy grabbed my keys again. I need your set. Oh, you shouldn't be here, I know. You haven't finished the ending. You have industrial earmuffs on.
To block out the world. Apart from my girl. Keys are right here. But I love you for interrupting me.
It's very sexy having to withhold my lust all the time.
For my generation, that wasn't as much fun as you think. Come here. You look about 12 standing there with your lunchbox.
Ah, that 20 years age gap. Makes me feel so young. But you know, I still worry the kids are too recognisable from this picture on the side here. What do you think?
Your illustrations? No. They're far too stylized to be a problem. I love them. I love you.
No.
Mimi, I have no idea how to finish this play. This last act is killing me. I'd love you to read it, but there's not time for anything. Hey, where are you going?
Oh, I'm doing a reading at the bookshop round the corner. I used to work there part-time when I was writing my book on Samuel Beckett.
Ah, now there's an author that's hard to get the merchandise right for.
Oh, I don't know. Little Tramps, A Dolly in a Dustbin. Where's Godot, you know, as in Where's Wally?
Jeez, I married a woman who can even popularise the absurd. And who made me want to get married again.
Oh, no, oh, God.
What's wrong?
Lucy's here.
That's good.
No, that's bad. Bye-bye. Don't come near me. I don't know you, okay?
How was your day, Mon Petit Omelette?
Take that off your head.
Come on, then. Do you want to carry some of my stuff? The weight of all this is making me walk very slowly.
Give it to me. Go on, I'll carry your stupid stuff if you just start walking fast. Please!
Okay, take my tuba, then.
Ugh! Why have you got a rubber fish head on your head?
Isn't it great?
Take it off, or else...
Or else what?
Or you'll be very sorry.
Because you'll do what?
I won't let you hide your energy drinks in my treehouse anymore. No more buzzy buzzy.
Why are you so cross? If someone's been mean, just say the word. What's wrong with you?
No one's been mean to me. I don't know anyone yet at this place. I've just been collected by a fish head girl. Why have you got that on?
I wish Miss Evans was here.
I wish she was too, instead of me.
No, I mean to explain it. She explained it so well. The strange world that is surrealism.
Don't slow down.
It's all like, you look in the mirror and what you see is the back of your own head.
The back of your own head has got great big green scales down it. Shame that, because I was hoping to make some pals here, you know?
Don't fret, Tomlet.
Hello, I'm new. Would you fancy a sleepover at mine? This is my sister, Fishface. Come home and meet the rest of the tank.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?